It's the Reno DeVilles, this week's guest on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the UNR campus, the Reno Arch, and the recompression capital of the known universe, it's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, with my good friend Dogwater Dick in the back. Nobody else could show up today for various reasons, but that's okay, because we got the rockabilly sounds of the Reno DeVilles.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Fucking barely made that one.
Fuck, God, that worked really well.
Just slide that over a little. All right, welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us out.
Rockin' Trio. Me and Rick had the pleasure of seeing you guys out in Fallon with the Glitter Bats.
Was that when we booked this?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was like, Nick, you got to fucking get them. This is like.
He was like, already on it.
That was hell Johnny fun. On the spot, man. Yeah. So yeah, Rhythm Tap House, shout out. That was a good show. How have things been since the show?
It's good.
It's been out a lot, yeah.
How did you guys feel about playing Fallon?
We love Fallon.
Fallon's amazing.
I mean, yeah, Kenny's from there.
I grew up there, born and raised in
Fallon. Oh, that's right. I noticed before everything, but you were, like, talking to everybody, like, you knew them all.
No, born and raised, lived there my whole life.
Shit.
My folks live in Fallon, so.
That makes it's very convenient.
Yeah. Exactly, makes it pretty easy.
What about you, Jason? What's your relationship
with
Fallon?
I don't have anybody who lives in Fallon. My relationship in Fallon is Chops' folks let me stay at their house, and apparently I sleepwalk or sleep pee or sleep vape or something. I think it was all of that.
You sleepwalked.
Now, I've known people sleep vape like in a closet. Like, did you pee in the bathroom?
No,
or?
I was outside at least, and I don't know exactly what was going on. There was something on the camera. On my mom's I didn't really care to watch the camera back. I was like, I was outside doing stuff. I don't remember.
You just whipped out your schlong and peed on her plants?
I mean, pretty much. They might have looked thirsty.
But were they watching you all night? That's weird.
I don't know. She was watching me in the morning for sure.
Yeah, she gets they get notifications when there's movement. So,
what is
phones are vibrating and like,
is there video?
What's this fucking guy doing?
There should be video.
Okay.
So that's my relationship with Fallon.
Nice.
Rock and roll.
You never know.
I got a rotisserie chicken at the Walmart there. Kenny took me for a good burrito last time.
It was a pretty good burrito out there, yeah.
My stomach wasn't happy for a couple of days, but the burrito was delicious.
I feel like that's most burritos.
I had a friend recently tell me his ethnic wife is like, if you don't start farting while you're eating the burrito, it's not a good burrito.
You know what?
Wow.
That's fair.
Fair. I mean, at the dinner table, I hold it in.
Yeah, at least excuse yourself.
Even if I'm eating alone, I kind of.
In some cultures, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's a little too comfortable, you know?
welcome. Speak it up. It's fine. It's good to have you guys in the Dogwater Studios. Let's see. You recently played at, your very last show was at Pele Utu.
Yeah.
Is that how they say it?
Yep.
How is that place? I haven't been there yet.
Oh, love going in there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's my wife and I, like, that's one of our favorite spots to go just when we're hanging because it's, I mean, really is, like, the whole point of it, the tiki bars and stuff was kind of that escapism. You know, you go away from your normal thing and you go into this, like, tropical little universe and you have these, you know, drinks that you're not going to get at, you know, some random dive bar or something like that. So it's super fun. I like going there anyway. And then the staff and everything there, they're all fun. They love having us out there. And after that last show, the owner was like, yeah, do we need to get you guys in here more frequently? And I'm like, I'm down. It's like two exits from my house. It's a place I already like to go.
Where's it located?
So it's off Keystone. It's the old – it was the Gateway Lounge for a long time. It's right there by – was it Taste of India?
Yeah. Taste of India on Stardust.
There used to be like an old bowling alley over there and everything.
Yeah, by the old Starlight Lanes.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Okay.
You know when the owners are Doc Shocker and Rosie Radish that, you know, it's going to be an interesting spot.
Right.
In the best way.
No, it's cool. The drinks are awesome. definitely they try to do, you know, all those like kind of traditional tiki cocktails. And then also they don't really have like, I took some friends there once and I always have to preface like, hey, we're going here. Like it's tiki drinks. It's not, you know, you're not going to get a Jack and Coke there. Right. And so they sat down like, yeah, can I get a Coors Light? And they're like, no.
Just go with the Red Stripe. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, like they have a couple of beers, but they're all like kind of. They stay on theme, which is great.
What is an example of a tiki drink?
So, like, I mean, probably the most popular one that everyone's going to know is like a Mai Tai.
Okay.
But zombies, jet pilots,
scorpion.
They've got the different.
Is this a lot of rum drinks, or does it have different alcohols?
Mostly rum.
Yeah, okay. Mostly rum drinks. They do have. There's like a Port Light is a bourbon cocktail. There's some that they have tequila and vodka cocktails.
They've got a couple with like gin and stuff in it.
Yeah,
too.
Gin. Yep.
Okay, but mostly want to be ready to get your rum drunk on.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And most of them are going to have like three different rums in it.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Fire. Yeah, they have fire and yeah, no, it's cool.
Rum's super sugary, huh?
Especially when everything cane, else that, yeah, and everything.
Well, and then
else
if it's drink. A spiced rum, then it's going to have more sugar in it, right?
Right. Well, like then when you mix that with like. Pineapple and, you know, passion fruit.
I recommend drinking some water in between drinks to dilute that sugar, man.
Do they have Mai Tai or do they have mocktails?
I think they do make good mocktails, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Not everybody drinks. A lot of people are past that or whatever, doing their different things. Right. So it's good.
And like, you know, if you're doing a lot of other drugs, you don't want to drink too.
It's nice in Reno.
It depends on what other drugs you're doing, I guess.
What's the sound system like?
So they have a small PA and honestly it's more than plenty for what they have in there. When we go in, we have both of our vocals in and then basically the guitar and bass amps both into the PA, and that's really all there's like four inputs, and then they have their little their house music track. Yeah.
Oh, but cool.
It's all the cool part is like you don't really see any each side of the stage they have these foam that's meant to look like lava rock, kind of carved and meant to look like lava rock. And they have those covering the speakers. So, like, when you look up on stage, you don't really see any sound system, which is kind of nice.
You just feel the lack of room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you're not playing, does it play? They play, like, an appropriate music? Or,
oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Or do they only play death metal?
They only play... Yeah, Ukrainian.
It's just Cannibal Corpse.
Death metal funk. They play a lot of Uzbekistan tube in there.
Yeah. Forgot about that one. Actually, last time we were there, they did have a surf cover of a. What's that band? Corey Taylor.
Slipknot.
They had a surf cover of a Slipknot song playing in there last time.
I guess the surf cover aspect of it like covers it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
So they play like surf music and like
lots of surf music and stuff. Like
I imagine you get away with reggae in that kind of.
Not so much reggae, but you're gonna have like Exotica.
I think the Recycled Records crew goes in there. And
yeah, Recycled Records.
Yeah,
they have Exotica Night. So you're gonna get a lot of like the. Older and newer surf bands, a lot of Exotica bands. They don't really do...
Nick, is this one of the places Katie Blank said she played?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know. Cat Blank, excuse me.
Yeah, she goes in there on the like Exotica nights and stuff.
She's told me about this place.
Yeah.
But now that I found out a rockabilly band's there, now I'm in. God.
Yeah, they have the Sun Rays play there on, I think it's the first Friday of the month. They do a monthly... They're a...
And then they have
kind of a local surf band for
ukulele
a while.
Thing, I think monthly too.
Lee Jones, yeah, he plays there on every Thursday. They do Tiki Trader Thursdays, and
you can switch swizzle sticks.
And I'm gonna have to hit these guys up for I'm marketing for you guys.
Oh yeah,
be like,
yeah.
So,
I'm just curious because
this episode has been brought to you by.
I never get out, and I've heard about that place, and I see a lot of cool shit going on over there.
You and Dick should go.
Well, it's a real cool spot.
No, it's super fun. Super fun spot.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool. Well, do you guys want to do another song for us here?
I'm down.
I mean, while Chris is standing up.
Hey, I sat down for a minute.
He's in a stool right now.
He's got a stool.
Why is it upside down?
The posture's all nice. Hey.
That's an old joke. That's an old joke.
Seating for four, and there's four. Yeah,
exactly.
Shit. Just trying to be polite.
Is it that kind of party?
Waste not, want not.
Jeez, you guys.
All right, I'm going to go back downstairs on that.
Yeah, go back to the drums.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Reno DeVilles.
All right, well, this is a little country and western number that we wrote a couple years ago. And it's called the song you're about to hear.
With my six guns a-blazing, I'm coming to your town. With my six guns a-blazing, I'm gonna burn that mother down. With my six guns a-blazing, it'll sure be amazing. Yeah, my six guns blazing, better watch out for me now. Now there once was a cattle rustler, he sure thought he was tougher. He'd lie and cheat and steal and cause a scene. Oh, but let me tell you, brother, he's no tougher than another. Cause my six guns blazing put him down. With my six guns blazing, I'm coming to your town. With my six guns blazing, I'm gonna burn that mother down.
You killed that last guy. Yeah. What's that?
Let's fuck that guy.
I mean, you know, rob a bank.
Asshole.
Hank is okay. It's not, maybe you shouldn't die for that, but whatever. Back in the old West days, though, they'd be like, I was reading this thing that was a list of all these people that every person who was murdered in Nevada for like the first 20 years. It's in an old history book from 1880 that I was reading. And it would say things like, and then John killed Bill. And because Bill said something about John's wife. And he was acquitted. Like it was just like he said. One time a guy said the two dogs broke out in a fight in a bar, and the guy said, "If anybody stops those dogs from fighting, I'll kill him." And then somebody stopped the dogs from fighting, and he killed him. And then it said he was acquitted. Like,
it's just like, telling him
you are, man. You know, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the second time telling that story on the podcast, but it just blew my mind that that's in a Nevada history book. But do you guys want to play another song while you're all sitting where you're sitting?
Why not?
Might as well.
How many you got? You only got a few, right? You only can play for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we can do like, well, we've got six planned.
Do a double shot now, a double shot, and then and one at the end.
And then
end.
An outro.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how about this? Well, what you got? All right, we're going to dip into our surf catalog.
Ooh.
So this song, if you like it, you can find it and many others just like it on any available streaming services.
Shameless plug.
Services.
The song is called Drumwolf, which is a movie reference for those of you that would like to do some deep diving.
Song, I was like, he's not gonna sing, but like, what kind of words would even go with this? And then at the end, you like dove in with there, and I was like, oh, the Batman song, that's what it would sound good with. Like, you need to throw in some na 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 or something. I don't know, you know, like
the na 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 na's,
right?
How do you get that many bananas in a room at the same time. John,
Cuisinart.
They might split.
Knitting party.
I'm alone in that one.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So, Chris, you were in Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame?
Jason and I both were.
So. Okay, so did you both take the quiz? Jason, did you take the quiz before?
Oh, don't ask Jason questions until he comes upstairs.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I forgot.
You got to come upstairs.
Get Jason upstairs.
Yeah, come on up. And Kenny, you haven't played, right?
No.
This is your first time on the show.
This is my first time on the show. Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, there's a tradition around here that we have to do. Rick, give me that old-timey music if you don't mind.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right, folks. It's time for the Worst Little Quiz, and that's where we ask you all the burning questions that Renoites and beyond want to know, need to know, important questions, and then we grade you arbitrarily at the end, and somebody wins.
Now, is everybody taking it, or are we just doing some people?
Chris, did you take it? Do you remember taking the Worst Little Quiz?
I don't remember. I don't remember doing it.
Let's just do the Reno Bills.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a three-way.
Here we go.
All right.
There
we go. Who's, let's do this.
It's two on three.
However you won't need it, Rick. That's fine. to each his own. Kenny, my question is, you're going across America. You're traveling by car with a famous celebrity. You get to pick who's the celebrity, and you get to pick the car.
Ooh, I get to pick the car and the celebrity.
Live or dead?
What?
Live or dead?
That's a good question.
I was going to say,
either way, anybody, alive or dead. Anybody in history.
But it needs to be somebody real. It can't be like Scooby-Doo.
Somebody.
This is tough. I'm taking Anthony Bourdain.
Ooh.
I want to go eat some good food.
Where are you guys driving?
And we're taking.
He would be great to travel with.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like that
I'm
is,
telling you.
That is a 10.
We're going to find some good food. We're going to smoke some good weed. It's going to be a great time, right?
Listen to good music.
So I'm taking Anthony Bourdain, and I'm taking a Smokey the Bandit style Firebird. That's hot.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
Okay, that's a strong answer.
All right, Chris, you're next. Chops.
Motley Crue in their tour bus.
Okay, that's also a really great answer.
Enough said.
Right?
That's a built-in party. We're just going to fuck shit up and party. From one place to the other.
Very good answer. Fair. Jason, you're up.
John Bonham, El Camino.
Nice.
You got it.
Damn, you guys are doing
points for style and speed. Very good.
Okay, next question. What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted? And let's begin with Jason.
Fuck. Oof. Baseball cards, something stupid like that.
Baseball cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris?
I have actually never shoplifted.
Really?
As we've said many times before, you're a good person, but you get a zero.
That's fair.
No points there. Yeah.
Kenny?
Actually, I've only shoplifted once, and it was a bottle of Jack when I was 18.
That's a good reason to shoplift.
Yeah.
Is you need a drug for your brain to impress your friends.
It was better than the guy that I saw from my barber shop that like had a bunch of wine laid out by the cops in the street from Safeway, and I was like, "That's what you were taking? Was like some fucking Franzia, bro?
Some Carlo Rossi? Just out there with a bunch of gallons of Carlo
that's
Rossi?
That's how you're rolling, huh? Okay.
So, but you remember those giant bottles? Was it Carlo Rossi that was the giant bottles?
No, those were the gallon jugs.
Yeah, the gallon jugs.
Yeah, my friend Sean, who was only 5 feet tall, and he was a little guy. Like he fucking—I don't mean to say little guy, but it was him with that Carlo Rossi jug, and he would like sit cross-legged around it.
I hope you had a mask on.
And twice just suck as big it down. As his head. Yeah. And just suck that down, and he didn't do real drugs like we did. And we do real drugs and
hangovers
watch
hangovers by the gallon.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh really. God, terrible. Okay, Nick, what about you?
Let's see. Oh, the Cadillac Kim question. We'll start with Kenny, and you're taking two animals, you're combining them together. What are the two animals, and what does this thing look like? How's it proportion?
Ooh,
where's the head? Where's the tail?
this is a big question. I feel like you gotta take, one of them's gotta be some kind of turtle.
Okay.
I'm thinking we got to have a shell on there for sure.
For protection?
For protection. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we need protection, but we got to have something.
From your hops.
Exactly. What are we mixing it with? Ooh, I don't know. Some kind of... I'm thinking some kind of cat. That's just the first thing that comes to mind. Some kind of big cat. I don't know exactly what. I don't know why that's what the first thing that comes to mind, but we're having a big cat and a turtle.
Two relatively docile animals. I would think it would need a shell.
Exactly.
I was thinking turtle shell, and then when you were trying to figure one out, I was thinking tarantula, but without thinking about it, that's basically a crab.
That's not even magic.
I'm dumb.
Delicious.
That I thought of that. So.
Hell yeah.
But remember, the retractable claws on the turtle cat is amazing.
That would go pretty hard.
Wolverine.
So it could just cool off in the shade.
Exactly.
Anytime. Because I see a lot of jungle cats out there going with their tongue out. It's fucking hot.
You sit in the shade. You're chilling.
Yeah.
You're all good.
That's a good idea. All right, Chris, you're up.
All right, so I'm gonna go with nature's chubby unicorn, the rhinoceros.
Nice.
Combined with a panda. I want it to have the fur and the coloring and the fluffiness of a panda. The body of the rhinoceros with the horn and everything. But I also want it to have the ability to still climb trees, but then just run full sprint at whatever it wants and just horn the shit out of it.
Wow.
Okay.
So I see the vision.
It's dangerous and it's cuddly.
Exactly. No. I see it. I get you.
Very cool. Jason, you got one?
I don't know, maybe a pig and a chicken. I don't really care how they're oriented. I just know that they taste really good.
Sounds delicious.
That could be. My guy wants built-in bacon wrap. You know,
the chicken could be like on the face of the pig because I'm not eating the jowl and all that head cheese shit anyway. But as long as I have like the neck down where all the bacon and all the chops and stuff are. And
okay, so we're going.
It's like a chicken sitting on a pig's head, but he doesn't have a
big chicken
head.
Like a pig-sized chicken head on a pig.
Or is it like a pig-sized body with a tiny chicken head?
It's like the whole chicken. It's like ass to neck, and it can lay eggs, too.
Oh, wow.
Bacon eggs?
Like a furry pig. Imagine
built-in bacon, egg, and cheese. Yeah.
Some eggs.
But
some
imagine breakfast eggs all that are, the time. Imagine eggs that are pork eggs.
That sounds amazing.
It'd have wings, but I don't think it could fly.
Can you also milk it?
You can
so
try.
You can have like bacon,
I think it's
eggs,
a boy,
and
though,
cheese.
Chops.
Does anybody drink pig milk?
Or chicken
apparently,
milk?
I've got nipples. Can you milk me?
We sure as hell could try.
Okay, Chris. What is your most memorable story from middle school? Go.
Okay. So I was playing hockey, and we had a game. I got cross-checked from behind, and I didn't know it at the time, but I had broken my hand because a guy cross-checked me in the shoulders behind. I fell on my stick, and it just gave me like a boxer's fracture. Came off the ice, saw the bump on my hand, went into the bathroom in the sink, put cold water on it, thinking that would help. Put my glove back on, went out and finished the game. Went home, got up the next day, went to school. They were doing the presidential fitness. And it was push-up day.
Oh, God.
And I got the second most push-ups in the class, still not realizing that my hand was broken. And
wasn't it swollen to the size of your head?
I got some big hands, though.
I mean, I've seen a boxer's fracture before that was untreated, and it, like, swelled up to twice the size of a normal hand.
It was pretty big, but I just didn't really think about anything. Every push-up was just like, ow, ow, ow. It wasn't until lunchtime I was going in the lunch line and I had my tray and I went to put my wallet back in my pocket and about dropped the tray because it put all the weight on my hand. I was like, oh, something, I should probably go get that checked out. Finished school, went home, waited for my parents to get home from work, and then went into the doctor. And by this point, I'm like, my hand's been broken for like 24 hours. This little Asian lady was a nurse, and they x-rayed my hand. She came back out and put him on the little light board, and she's like, you broke your hand, and I just break up laughing. I just start hysterically laughing, and then my parents start hysterically laughing because I am, and she's just got this look on her face like, does he like? She thought maybe I was like she was kidding or something. But she's like, no, it's really broken. I'm like, I know. I don't know why I'm laughing. I think it's just hilarious the day that I've had today, not knowing that my hand was broken.
Shit.
Well, you usually get a boxer's fracture from hitting something.
Well, yeah. So I fell on my hockey stick and it pushed my that bone. It just pushed it straight up and broke it in half.
Everybody who hits something breaks their hand makes up a story for why they didn't hit something.
You're not.
No,
wrong.
You really did fall on your hand like that.
No, straight up hockey game.
It was middle school, man. Jason, so, your turn.
I don't even middle remember school. Middle school. Fuck.
was it called middle school back then?
Oh.
Oh.
So apparently I'm the senior of the band.
Well, you are the senior.
It was called
of the band.
Secondary school. No, I was not. I know that the place I went to in sixth grade, it was before I went there, but at some point a Corvette crashed into the front of school and they had stupid commemorative shirts about it. So.
What?
That's a great one.
Did it crash into the front?
But I still remember it. It was to the front. And then they had to put the bars in there when you're like worried about, you know, pedestrian safety and whatnot from then on out. Fuck.
Oh, bars, like metal bars.
Yeah, not like where you can get a cocktail, but one that would like stop a vehicle from being on the sidewalk.
As soon as the car broke through, they opened up a really great tiki bar.
The mind of an alcoholic.
Exactly, that's what I heard. Okay.
Sometimes you hear what you want to hear.
Kenny, what you got?
Ooh, I one time was on a school trip. I was in like an honor band or whatever. And I don't know why we did this, bunch of stupid ass, like 7th and 8th graders. We pulled a full all-nighter in our hotel room the night before, like an 8-hour rehearsal day. And I passed out through like an entire rehearsal block one time and managed to not get caught sleeping the whole time.
Whoa.
In a band rehearsal?
Does that mean that your part wasn't that important?
No, I was thinking the same thing. Exactly. I was going to be like, man.
Oh, I was low brass. I didn't. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was lead triangle. But
oh, there you go. You got that one hit.
I'd like to think if he pulled that on us, we'd notice. You know? Didn't...
They're like, didn't we have 3 tubas?
And this was at like Fernley Middle or something?
I think actually we were down in Vegas for this one. It was one of the big honor bands. Like, I could have actually gotten kicked out for that shit. But
you weren't the first one to pull a dumb all-nighter.
Oh, there. I'm 100%
sure. All hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Mountain Dew and 13, gummy worms. Yeah.
All right, here Nick? We go. One more round of big questions, and we'll move on to the rapid fire. But my big question is, upon your death, where would you haunt? I'll start with Jason.
Where would I haunt? Oh, that's a good question. I don't like being first. I like it better when I'm the third one.
I know. I want to listen to yours, but I'm also trying to think of my answer.
Exactly. That's always how I roll, too.
You guys know how to play.
We'll go somewhere in Virginia City. There'll be lots of company.
Sure. Yeah?
Oh, you got to narrow it down. Come on. There's a
Piper's
huge...
Opera House.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Nice.
Very cool. Classy. Chris is thinking, what you got?
Oh, man. Let's see.
I like his like jazzy Jeopardy music.
I'm gonna go with. It'd be cool. Actually, it'd be cool to haunt some, you know, badass studio where they still do lots of good like rock and roll and punk bands and just so I can just hear a bunch of cool songs. For all eternity. Maybe put in some background vocals, you know, some haunting backing.
A little bit
vocals.
Of haunting. Yeah. I got you. You guys stole both of my answers. Fuck, dude.
You can have the same answer on that one.
I mean, the music studio is objectively cool as shit. I can't think of a specific
It was
one.
That or a brothel.
I'll steal that one.
We'll have the big three out here. We'll have an opera house, a music studio, and a brothel. Let's do it. I'm down.
Very cool.
Okay.
Rick.
What is the perfect breakfast? And we will begin with Kenny.
I brought it up earlier. Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a bagel.
Nice.
Okay.
My animal edition would have been fucking perfect.
That's what I'm telling you.
But in the current world where that doesn't exist.
That's true. I mean, you can still get those meats. You just have to slaughter several animals.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
I'm
on
a fan of multiple animal meals.
I mean, chicken doesn't normally make it into breakfast food.
You guys aren't trying.
Well, they do.
Yeah,
right.
You guys aren't making good enough breakfast.
They
know.
Do as eggs.
Exactly.
That's true.
I don't know if that's kosher, but it's delicious.
Yeah. high in protein.
Who said I was kosher?
Right.
Every amino acid.
Does it matter?
Shalom.
Chris, you got to constitute a perfect breakfast.
Biscuits and gravy with like some sort of like berry crepe with some custard on the side, so you get that sweet and that savory.
Okay.
You what to drink?
Full on blints.
What to drink?
Nice blints.
We're gonna have a mimosa, so we can have some orange juice.
Vitamin C.
And some vitamin C, and a delicious, refreshing glass bottle Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I respect it.
Nice.
You get the booze and the caffeine.
That's good. Uppers and downers, baby.
Uppers and downers.
There you go.
Jason, what you got?
Shot of whiskey and a cigarette.
Yeah.
There you go.
Punk rock. All right.
Rock and roll. all right, let's get to the rapid fire, and we'll do it as rapid as possible. All Elvis right. or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Come on.
All right.
Is that even a question?
Go ahead, Rick.
Mork.
Oh, best burger in Reno.
Ugh.
Rapid fire.
Shit.
In and out at this point.
Honestly, yeah. That's kind of what I get the most.
Awful, awful before, but now.
It used to be good.
Yeah.
Have you had the awful, awful at the, what's it called, Nick?
The Nugget? The Big Nugget?
No, the one that's still going now. On Rock.
Oh, it's that little cafe where Landrum's used to be, huh?
No, that's a burrito place, I think.
Oh, okay.
John Esquadra's Nugget, right?
God, I'm so dumb.
Not
it's the place that took
nugget.
Over the, Rock Boulevard, and they started doing Baldini's.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, Baldini's. Oh, Baldini's
has an awful
They started doing the awful, awful, and they went out of their way to make it exactly the way the one was at the little
Did
nugget.
You eat it?
I've
yeah,
not had it.
And it was pretty fucking good.
There
so,
you go.
Okay.
They did the fries the same, everything.
Was it 3 a.m. and you were
Ooh,
drunk?
Those were the best.
Late they're open.
Did you fight for your spot
God,
at the bar?
The
one
exactly.
of the seven, you know?
You had to stand those... against the wall until one opened up, and then...
And you better be quick and aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it takes forever to finish them fries. It's like, I'm not leaving. Look at this. This is 2 hours of sitting, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're all in and out now.
I'd probably go in and out. I've heard good things about Royce, but I haven't had a burger there yet to let you know. Yeah.
It's pretty
good. Or, you know what? Actually, another good one's Beefy's.
Beefy's is great.
Very
popular answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beefy's is good. Very popular answer.
Okay. Okay, next rapid fire.
Oh, all right. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up.
You have to die in a cult. Do you want Heaven's Gate or Jonestown?
I don't have an answer for this. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
Fucking,
yes.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, sure, why not?
Come on.
Okay.
Jonestown is the Kool-Aid with the poison in it, and Heaven's Gate was...
Do I get the cool Jim Jones glasses if we
yes.
go Jonestown?
And he did a lot of coke.
What was the other one?
And then the other one is when they went to go live on the comet by...
in Waco,
and they took drugs. No, this was in... I don't know where
they all wore the same tracksuit. Nikes.
With the way... Same Nikes.
Had the same, like, bowl cut.
And they put bags over their heads so that they would suffocate and took overdoses of pills.
Wow.
But they were transported, allegedly, to
the
comet.
Yeah, I'll take the Kool-Aid, I think.
The Kool-Aid sounds...
I don't know.
That's also in, like, near the equator. It's, like, it's more tropical.
Which meridian?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So we're going with Jonestown all the way
asking
around.
The real questions.
Guess,
Jonestown
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, good job.
Well, we have come to the end of the quiz. Let's total it up.
No one won.
You guys are all losers.
Shit. Well, damn, man.
Have you scored negative points?
It looks like Jason won.
That does
Jason.
Crazy. He's got Pornhub
and
on his phone.
According to Jenna Jameson, you are the winner. all right, you guys. So that was fun. We have one more game to play really quick before we do some more music.
It's a much simpler game.
Yes.
But it takes a long time to explain it.
Do you guys have any shows coming up?
We do.
I think our next show is on the 19th of September. Yeah. Or is there one in between?
We better
consult
the calendar.
We're consulting the calendar to confirm.
But the one on the 19th of September, where is that at?
That is at
Caterpillar Lounge
in Carson City.
Ooh.
And that one will be fun. It's with us.
Do you guys get a lot of rural action?
You know,
apparently.
You know what I'm saying?
My wife's going to hear this.
I mean, like, you play places
in
outside of Reno.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I guess Carson isn't really rural.
We get
rural.
Around a little bit. You know?
It is a city, Rick.
It is. It is. That's why it's in the name. Carson City.
Yeah.
They're subtle.
In the city. City
now, Gardnerville, that's rural.
Is that our next one, Chops?
Yeah, I think our next one is going to be the 19th, and that's
it's a Caterpillar Lounge. You
could tell this one because it's your doing. You
I
did
was
going to
say, I guess I am playing. I was the one in charge of this one. So, yeah, we're opening. We've got it's going to be us. It's going to be a band called Arbor. It's Arbor's first show, and it's going to be the first show and album release for a band called The Fever Fuses that I'm also a part of.
Are they like a four-person band that protects you from above?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, Fever Fuses.
See, they're a three-piece, like, dark folk, kind of grungy.
It's our first show.
Arbor. It's going to be our first show. It's going to be Arbor's first live show.
Oh, they should play on Arbor Day.
It'd be pretty cool.
We should plant a couple trees, too.
They got it.
I'm down.
Arbor.
You'll smoke a couple trees.
Arbor Day. Smoke a couple trees.
Okay.
Right on. All right. Well, let's get back to the game section where we have a new game called Good Song, Bad Song.
Okay.
My friend John and I spend a lot of time together, and I found out that John is a bit of a music snob.
John is in Glitter Bats, so you saw him that night.
Yeah, our keyboardist, John. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and John's also a keyboardist for a band, Roxy Colley, that we're both in, too. So I see him a lot during the weeks. We also play D&D together. And it's fucking crazy, but... So, in hanging out with John, I found out that he's very opinionated, and I really like asking him his opinion on songs. So this week's artist is Snow. Now, you got to guess whether you think Snow made a good song or a bad song, according to John. So it's really just a coin toss. And usually,
like Informer,
yeah. Usually, when they give you the name of the guy or the band. It could be several songs. Snow, obviously, you know, might be one or two songs that he put out, the Canadian rapper Snow. So
snow
you could probably guess what it is. But
it's not 12 inches, but it smells like a foot.
So let's start with Rick in the back. Rick, what do you think? Is John going to think?
I don't. What is
you don't know Snow?
I don't know Snow.
You don't know Informer? Come on, everybody knows.
I bet if I heard this, I would know.
What's he say? I don't even want to sing it because it's going to sound fucking dumb.
Yeah, people would say he's a one-hit wonder. I think in Canada he might have had a few.
It's a Leaky Boom Boom Down. You don't remember that song?
Leaky Boom Boom Down.
He's going to say... This is a bad song. I do know that song. Okay.
So Rick says it's a bad song.
Because he knows John's
taste. I say
taste,
John's going to say it's a bad song.
Yeah. We're putting ourselves in John's shoes.
If you want to know what John is like, there's a few episodes ago where we just hung out with John. So y'all could get to know him if you want to win the game with a little advantage.
All right.
But it's kind of fun just to guess. So
I'm going to say he says bad song.
So we got two bads. Chris? Mm.
You're going to be the outlier.
I'll be the outlier.
Yeah.
Did you say good?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
I'll say it's good. Why not? We'll split it.
Oh. Two goods, two bads.
I think it's good. I just don't think John thinks it's good.
Yeah. End of the coin toss.
All right. Let's find out.
All right. Good song, bad song. Ooh, Canadian Snow, the white rapper. What do you think,
Canadian
John?
Too.
Well, Nick, I think everybody knows this is a bad song. just stand up for it a little bit, you know? I don't think that it's as bad as people think it is. I think it's fun. I think it's the best White Rasta song that there is. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's terrible. Everybody hates it. I don't know why it's on the radio. But
all
it's
I'm
like,
hearing
it's like Nickelback, man.
Is that we won.
Exactly.
We were right.
I don't know. He said bad.
No. He said it's the best White Rasta song.
It's such a niche market.
Bad song.
Bad song.
Shit.
I think the takeaway from that was best White Rasta song around.
Exactly. That's what
I don't know.
That's what I'm hearing.
I think he's selling UB40 fucking short, if we're being candid there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And they're Irish white. That's fucking white. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Can't confirm.
Yeah. Married to one.
Am one.
She glows in the dark.
Ginger.
All right. Well,
she's going to smack me.
Wait, did I lose last week? I lost last week. So I'm back up.
So Jason was the winner. You won both things.
I don't.
Fuck you. Right on here.
I don't agree.
Let's see what we got.
I know.
It's like a recount.
This isn't like baseball. Hey, you can't challenge shit.
Computer decides, man. I'm not into it. There you go. You got a worst little podcast sticker.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's climbing the tower. Is he deflocking?
It's not.
Is he doing what now?
Nothing.
Yeah, Frankenfurter's putting a flock camera up there, or deflocking a camera up there. Exactly. It's never mind. You could go. That's potential for a bunch of jokes in there. Let's see. I got one thing I wanted to tell everybody out there in listener land. The announcement of this thing that I was telling you guys a couple weeks ago that I was going to be doing, that I was really excited and couldn't tell you yet. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll by Eric Bogosian, the play. We're doing it at Black Rabbit Mead, October 17th or 16th and 17th. That's Friday and Saturday. And we're doing it with music. So Friday's band, October 16th, is going to be Roxy Colley. And then October 17th's band, Saturday, is going to be Neon Breakfast for that show in Reno. And then we're taking it to Carson City the following weekend, October 23rd and 24th, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll by Eric Bogosian with music by One Ton Dooley and Glitter Bats. So One Ton on Friday, Glitter Bats on Saturday. It's a Halloween. Costumes are encouraged. Come on down. Let's have a Halloween party with a play and a rock show. What else do I have? Oh, this show's coming up. Before that, Manchild with Adabedlam. Manchild with Adabedlam. One Ton Dooley at the Cellar, September 26th. That's a Saturday. Let's see. Oh, and then the more recent thing, the thing coming up soon is...
Scroll up just a little bit more. I believe in you. Hope you passed it.
How the fuck did you do that? Are you looking at the reflection?
No, man. I'm just that good.
God damn, man. That gave me the creeps. I got the goosebumps right here. All right. We're playing with Murdering Whore, Crime Wife. Let me try that again. Murdering Whore, Crime Wife, and Roxy Colley with DJ Cat Blank.
Dude.
At Shim's Tavern.
That's a lot of people I really like.
Friday, September 4th, 8 p.m. 21 and over for that one at Shim's. But yeah, man, I was excited about that because Kelly Proud's band is rad. That's the Murdering Whore. Crime Wife is our friend Joe Atack, and
they're rad. I actually know the husband and wife, drummer and bass player. So Steve and his wife.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. Steve and what's her name?
We're such dicks.
We just had him. I'm sorry.
We just had him on a few.
I've just spent so much more time with Steve and Joe than I have with her.
Jennifer, yeah. Yeah, they're rad.
We're going to find out it's Michelle and she hates us.
And then we had Cat Blank on a couple weeks ago.
Cat!
And she's awesome. And
she can do no wrong.
Eclectic DJ extraordinaire. So that we're really looking forward to that. So you got some music coming up from the old Nick Meister. What else is going? We got some more songs from you guys coming up. I guess I could say goodbye to the people and we can listen to the songs. What do you guys say? Sound good?
Cool. Rock and roll.
For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Cadillac Kim, for Chewbacca, for Patrick Barry, and Dogwater Dick, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
nose and pain-causing holds could make him go wild.
Dogwater Studio.
Frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
This one put me down.